Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling was named Iowa Superintendent of the Year. Ebeling has been with Pella since 2011 and was humbled to receive the recognition from his peers.
For me, I think about the last 6.5, I guess, in my 7th year, of all the hard work that people have been doing. We've been through lots of changes. We've been through lots of improvements. And that's really, I see the reward as kind of a reflection of all that work that people have done. So certainly it takes somebody to help lead those things, and we've got a lot of good people to make that happen. And so it's been a great time in Pella. I've had a lot of support, a lot of people that are doing amazing things, and that's what I think it's mostly about. So while it's an award for the Superintendent of the Year, it's really an award kind of for the accomplishments of the whole district.
School Board President Joan Corbin was serving on the board at the time of Ebeling's hire and says he was a standout candidate.
I was on the board during our search, and I will say that I enjoyed that experience, and it became very clear to us as a board that he was the best candidate and best fit for our school district, and we've never looked back. It's just been a continual growing experience, and I believe we have good board superintendent relationships, and I've been afforded the opportunity to be president on the board since September of the year that he came in 2011. And it has been a fantastic experience, and I think we work very well together.
Corbin believes his leadership has allowed the district to remain among the best in Iowa, including his navigation through a rough budget year in 2015 and through the various building improvements in the district.
When he first came, we had some infrastructure challenges, and quickly we went through the process of getting a bond issue, but prior to that, having study groups, having people come in, constituents in our district and teachers and all kinds of people to look at and study, led by an architectural firm, to study our district. And we all know what has resulted from that, which are just beautiful retrofits and beautiful new Lincoln School Building and Career Academy, and then remodels of all of our other buildings, with the biggest priority to be safety, is all of them now have a secure office that you have to pass through to enter the building. So that's been another high achievement. And then in addition, a couple of years ago, we experienced some budget constraints, as did many other districts across the state. And what came from that is that we did a very sophisticated decision making to try to figure out where were the areas in the district that we needed to look at potential cuts. And so as it turned out, we were able to get through that budget crunch through early retirement incentivization, and that worked out very well. But Greg led us through that process in a very reasonable way, and people got to weigh in, and it was a very respectful and honoring process through that. So he has just shown fantastic leadership and is so well respected in our district and throughout the state that I'm thrilled that he got this award, and he is most deserving of it.
Ebeling's goal is to continue to grow the district however he can, including a new initiative this year to keep Pella Schools as a leader of innovation in the community.
We've been really excited about our innovation center and the idea that we can actually look at kind of a continuous improvement process for education and for our school system, and how we use continuous improvement, much like our local businesses use it, but improving educational processes. So I know Gary Kopic, one of our board members, has been a lead with us to help make those types of improvements. And that's a unique thing for us to do, to kind of put that continuous improvement model into schools and into education. So I think we just have lots of processes we can improve. You're never going to run out of those. You're never going to run out of things to do. So that's kind of the neat work about being a superintendent and being a leader in a system, is that you really don't run out of things to continue to try to improve.
Corbin, both as board president and a mother, has a great deal of trust in Ebeling's leadership as he continues as superintendent.
Well, I say that I am thrilled that I've graduated 6 of my children from this district and have 2 left to finish. And those 2 are what I call homegrown. They've been in the system since kindergarten. And I guess what I can say from a perspective of a mom is that I know that my two girls are getting the possibilities of best exposure, the best classes, the best rigor that they can get anywhere else in the state. I'm thrilled with the opportunities that they have and thrilled with the opportunities we have in our district, and am thankful for Greg's leadership to have the district that we do.
And for Ebeling, success in academics and extracurriculars remain a priority, but they're not at the top of his list as an educator.
It's much more than just being academically oriented or just being really good at extracurriculars or sports or co-curriculars, band or choir or whatever it might be, but it's much more how I do life in a good way that makes sense, and I'm productive when I get out there, and I actually make my community, my area that I'm in, a better place. So I've never really lost that, because I had that coming out of college when I was in my 20s, and I thought about that passion as a teacher, and then you still continue to think about that as an administrator, because it's really, that's what makes a difference in the end for people, is how well they do life, because that's what we're all trying to do well.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.